Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Eritrea's coup failed before it ever really got started. On Monday, soldiers stormed the information ministry. Today, everything's back to normal. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says because soldiers were involved, it could mean dissent is building. More likely, it means a crackdown. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says the government rounded up 10 church leaders in the last couple of days. Eritrea is brutal in its persecution of the church. Please pray. And do you know what missionary aviation is? It's the transport by plane of God's word or his servants to some of the most remote areas on earth. Africa Inland Mission has a ministry like this called AIM Air, and they're struggling to keep up with the demand for their services. Adding another plane would be a huge help, but it's a $1 million project. Can you help them? A matching grant is doubling every dollar that comes in up to $700,000. Find details at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Find us at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.